Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
David Hochberg is in our studio, the Vice President of Lending at Team Hochberg.
Can I add to that real quick?
Yeah.
She helped a borrower of ours, a WGN listener, closing right now, buy a home because she was able to negotiate and settle up his student loan payment in half, which enabled him to qualify to buy a home that him and his wife are closing on right now. So there you go.
She has meetings with people, the likes of which doctors have, when they say the cancer is gone and people start crying. I know a home loan isn't cancer, but I'm telling you, or a college loan. But when you tell somebody, I just saved you $75,000 and a $400 a month payment.
Yeah.
People just, they cannot believe it.
Unbelievable.
They make sure this is real, and then they start crying.
Yeah. She saved another one of my borrowers over $250,000. I spoke about it on my show and on this show. He couldn't believe it. $1,700 a month, and then after a certain amount of time, it drops to $1,400 a month. He's like, she saved me over $200,000.
So and I know you get a little bent on your Saturday show on this topic when you talk about the cost of college and all of that. And I think you and I are in line on a lot of our thoughts about this. And she's not saying cheat. She's not saying do an end around. She's not even saying declare bankruptcy. She's saying the Congress put rules in place to save you money. If you don't want to follow them, don't. But if you want to save money, you sure can. You ought to know.
And they passed these rules in the 70s. So don't get mad at her for following the law. So on, upward and onward.
Amy Kite's also on a phone line. Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you, John?
Good. You're a broker at Keller Williams Realty Infinity. You hear the commercials for Amy Kite. Amy guarantees that she'll sell your home. You guys, I saw a list of tips to help prepare for what they described as a frenzy in Illinois real estate. It was in the Tribune a couple of days ago. Would you say it's still like that, Amy? I want to talk to the two of you about tips to buying and selling a home. Is it still crazy out there, or does it drop off in January?
Well, the funny thing is, when you look at the numbers for December of this year, they actually were equivalent to February of 2019 and February 2020. So December was actually like a February market. So what we're experiencing right now is almost a March market.
And a February market is better than a December market?
Hot.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It's about 33% better. February is about 33% better in general than a December
really
market.
I thought that was kind of a myth, that after the Super Bowl it blows up. When is the line in the sand for now it's real estate season?
I wouldn't tell you there is a line in the
old, in the olden days.
It's always the real estate season.
And is all of this predicated on the pandemic and then people suddenly moving more than they used to?
Well, certainly some of it has to do with the pandemic. And as David will tell you, the low interest rates have really encouraged people to move.
Yeah, the historically low interest rates, I was talking with Amy on the way down. The listeners can afford to buy a home $25,000 to $50,000 more than they could last year because of the low interest rates, because you're financing more at a lower rate. And that's what's driving these multiple offers that Amy and her team are facing and other realtors are facing every single day.
So let me just throw some tidbits and you guys comment as you like. Have your pre-approval ready. Do not walk in to buy a house that you aren't pre-approved and ready to make an offer on a house.
Amy?
100%.
We're getting 6 calls a day from listeners out there trying to get pre-qualified, trying to get pre-approved to buy a home, that have lost homes already because they weren't pre-approved, or they came in and got wonked out and got pushed out because of the demand out there and the escalator clauses that are out there right now.
I want to get to escalator clauses in a second, but what about this? Be ready to make a same-day offer, but know your limits. First part first. Amy, should I be ready to make a same-day offer? I see the house, I love it, I should make an offer today?
Chances are, if you love it, John, somebody else does too right now. So absolutely, if you're going to spend time thinking, you're probably going to lose.
But you guys, doesn't that frighten you for them? You should not, that sounds like a rash decision. You should not buy a house in a day.
Let me jump in. the buyers that Amy's working with and the other realtors are working with have already seen everything that's on the market already, either in person or through the Matador. Matterport system online. They've already been through 5, 10, 15, 20 homes already. So, Amy, right or wrong, when a buyer walks into a seller's home, they've already seen everything else on the market and know exactly what they want. They know if they don't strike quick, that home's not going to be there tomorrow.
Correct. And if sometimes, you know what, unfortunately, they have to lose a property or two before they realize they need to act immediately or they will lose.
And that can work both ways, too. I know somebody who was in that very situation. They walked in and they said, oh, this looks nice. It's not perfect, but we really like it. And the realtor said, you'll need to have an offer in writing by tomorrow. And they got spooked and they didn't buy it. And it turns out they eventually found something they were more comfortable with. So I understand this need to sort of go with your gut. But if your gut is also saying no, then I guess you just got to be prepared to lose some as well.
And just to build upon what you said earlier, when's the best time to buy and sell a home? The best time to buy and sell a home is A, when you need to buy a home, and B, when you need to sell a home. So it's a constantly fluctuating market. You have a lot of individuals still, Amy, and correct me if I'm wrong, from the downtown area looking to migrate out because they're tired of sitting in a box in the sky and dealing with COVID, and they want a backyard and for their kids and their dogs to run around. And you've got other people that are trying to get out of the state because they're migrating to other jobs in other states or retiring to other states. And it's just a constantly fluid market.
Yeah, there's huge migration right now in both directions, as David said. Unfortunately, it's not downtown. That's what we used to see. It's not what we're seeing right now.
Amy, do you have something else to say about that? If you see a house, you'd better be ready to buy it when you walk in the door.
Well, I think the only other thing is, you know, I agree. I'm a firm believer, John, that if you lose something, if you lose out on something, it's because the right property for you is still coming. So don't get frustrated. Just keep looking. Just keep looking.
And if you have a home, John, priced between, Amy, correct me if I'm wrong, $250 and $550 right now, pretty good shot that if it's priced right, how many days on the market, Amy, in the right area?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you'll be on the market for a few days at most and probably have multiple offers. So we'll extend the time on the market a few extra days in order to get all the offers in.
Do you agree with that price range, $250 to $550? I thought it was more like $400.
Well, no, we're definitely seeing. I can tell you I've got multiple offers right now on a property at $500,000.
So what about this? Escalation clauses. This is what they said in the Tribune. Escalation clauses allow buyers to offer an amount above an owner's highest offer received with a cap ultimately on how high you'll go. So I've seen this too. A friend of mine was buying a house. They said, okay, best offer. And you go, well, why don't you tell me what the best offer is? And then, but they say, no, if we tell you, then you'll give us $1 more. We want you to give us $10,000 more. So you go in it blind. You're inclined to overbid then. I guess that's just the way it is. The buyer has all the leverage in that scene. Is that the way it works, Amy?
I wouldn't. You can put in an escalation clause that says, listen, I'll pay you $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 over your highest offer up to X price. And sometimes I've had agents who present me with an unlimited, and I've gone back and questioned, wait a minute, so you're telling me, and they're like, well, you know, realistically, it would never appraise anyway. So they are presenting those escalation clauses. Sometimes sellers don't want them, and sometimes we kick back then and say, no, we just have to have solid offers. And it is a way, though, that I would recommend people write offers if you're in a multiple.
I talk about that, guys, though. I mean, I can get $1 million for the house, but if you can't get somebody to lend you $1 million, then it doesn't matter.
Well, the financing is based upon the purchase price or appraised value, whichever is less. Okay. The lesser of the purchase price or the appraised value. So if Amy's selling a house for $500,000 and she has multiple offers and somebody buys the house for $525,000, okay, guess what? Until that home closes, the appraiser might not be able to get $525,000. Okay, so if you're putting 20% down on $525,000 and appraises at $5,000, you got $100,000. Then you got to bring in another $25,000 to get out of the PMI.
You answered my question, so I got to close the gap by coming in with more money.
Or you just run with PMI at the time. Okay, then what's happening is all your neighbors are bringing you casserole dishes because you just set the market at $525,000.
They love that, but you and I've had this argument, Amy. You can chime in. What is your thought about PMI, Amy?
There we go again. Go ahead, Amy, with the PMI.
Well, I mean, it's a necessary evil in some cases. I mean, you just, sometimes there's no way around it. So PMI is what PMI is.
It's a cost of doing business to get into a home when you don't have 20% to get to put down. It's
sure.
That simple.
Right. But I thought the thinking was, if that's the case, then don't buy the damn house.
In your head,
you're overextended.
In your head, you're not overextended. It's a cost of doing business to get into a home that you don't have 20% down.
Well, I got 30 seconds left, you guys. What's one lasting bit of advice, Amy, you have for our listeners today that are trying to sell or buy a home?
I would say, even right now, if you're considering selling in the next 2 to 3 months, get on the private network right now. You may be able to sell without even having to go to the public.
Great advice.
Yeah.
And the other advice I tell a listener is pay your credit cards down every Friday. Make sure you don't miss any credit card payments. Don't open anything. Don't close anything. Don't make any large purchases prior to applying for a loan or until you get the keys after you have applied for the loan, because you could screw up your loan by going out making gigantic purchases prior to closing. So credit score is the number one driving factor in securing a low interest rate.
Amy Kite's website is Amy Will Sell Your Home, and David Hochberg will just come to your house. he'll just stop you on the street and say, hey, guess what?
What's your rate? What do you got?
What's the best website for you, sir?
The number 56, five.
56david.com?
The number 5, the number 6, david.com.
Go figure.
Thank you.
Hey, nice to hear your voice, Amy. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Jen.